It's Hank FM, and this is why.
This is why.
These are the reasons.
Nice things.
Nice things.
Here we go. Our daily collection of those that don't deserve anything for Valentine's Day. Why we can't have nice things. And let us start by revisiting that Super Bowl streaker from the fourth quarter on Sunday night.
Of course, let's.
You know, he didn't make it too far, and he just had his shirt off, so it's not really full commitment on that.
Yeah, I know. Lack of accountability there.
And it was the best play, really, of the New England Patriots on their receiver, Kyle Williams, chasing him down. But now we know who it is. The Super Bowl streaker has been identified as millionaire day trader Alex Gonzalez, also not a former New England Patriots tight end. Well, anyway, Alex said literally just paid $42,000 to go to jail. You know, the price of a ticket there.
I mean, he got a little plug on pre-R.
He was, yeah, plugging his online day trading persona. Trade with Athena was painted along his back with the social media handle. Here's the thing, though. He had done this same stunt, same Super Bowl, 2 years earlier.
Mm.
And they let him back in?
I mean,
I give this to the NFL. That's on the NFL. You asked for it.
So there's a lot of ways to ensure you live a long, healthy life. Laying down in a McDonald's drive-thru is not one of them. This may shock you, but a 44-year-old man was sent to the hospital after doing just that.
Oh.
He got hit by a car. No charges have been filed against the driver. He hasn't been really given a reason about why we did all this. But I would like to congratulate the entire state of Florida.
Yeah.
Because this happened in Philadelphia. Very Florida.
Mm. I mean, sometimes that wait can get a little lengthy.
Dum, 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 dum.
He's going to lay down and die.
Let's stay at McDonald's, but this one is in Florida. A 47-year-old man this past Saturday named William Heath, two first names, got into an argument with some teenagers at a Florida McDonald's on Saturday night. And it's unclear what necessarily started the whole skirmish, but William got so mad that he heaved a Dr. Pepper at the teens and then went old school. And dropped his pants and mooned him.
Oh.
Who moons people anymore?
I don't know, but I saw someone do it outside a church in downtown Fort Worth like a couple months ago. It's making a comeback.
I apologize.
Dum, 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 dum.
Everyone has a celebrity doppelganger, but poor Rifat Ozdemir may get the worst. He's now going viral because of his resemblance to a certain notorious individual by the name of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, no.
That's says he is
not good.
No. Constantly mistaken for the billionaire. Claims that all of this is very distressing. And it's negatively affected his daily life.
You think.
And state of mind.
You think.
So he has plans to change his appearance.
Yeah, you think?
Good luck, Rifat.
Shame.
We're on your side.
Good luck with
Shame.
That. Oh, my gosh.
Shame.
Let's go to Missouri. And we got another kid that got stuck in one of those claw vending machines.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this one, a toddler in Missouri. But this is kind of a funny story and kind of a feel-good, too. Now, he did have to be rescued by the local fire department from the claw machine. Two-year-old Cooper King climbed up into the machine when his parents weren't watching. His mom said she took her eye off him for 15 seconds. And then subsequently he was stuck in there for about 20 minutes. But had the time of his life. There's video of it while they're waiting.
Oh,
and that kid is just throwing stuff around and having a blast.
Woo!
So, you know, when in Rome.
It's called being a boy mom. So there's lots of things you want to bring on vacation. Sunscreen, a swimsuit, a nice hat, and a few spare grenades.
Hmm.
This is what one guy attempted to bring to security up at McAllen Airport. Homeland Security found it because they do a good job up there. The airport then had to shut down. Turns out he's a Border Patrol agent. That may take his job a little too seriously.
Taking his job on the go with him. That's
you never know.
Well, all right. And let's go to lovely Normanton Derby, England. And Heidi Price and Graham Oliver. See, they got a farm there. And they were alerted to an intruder on their farmland last Monday. So this intruder had stolen tobacco there and had started stealing things and was digging around the barn area, which no doubt we were playing in.
Yep.
Because we're number
Hello.
One in barns.
Hi.
But his escape did not go as planned after 8 llamas galloped over to him as he was running through the field in the dark and surrounded him. So Graham, one of the farmers, went out there because he heard the llamas going nuts. Which, by the way, that's the sound of a llama. And he went over there. And he first tried to he thought somebody was just, you know, in trouble. Because he knew these llamas were a little aggressive. And sure enough, here's the perp surrounded by a herd of llamas. And the guy said, "I'm sorry, I'm a criminal and a thief. Please save me."
Yeah.
So then the police were called and they showed up, shooing away the llamas, who made a citizen's arrest. Crime-fighting llamas.
You're going to adopt one of those, aren't you, now?
I want to buy that at the stock show. That's amazing.